For the most part, he told me that I had the confidence to be able to play my game. He allowed me to make plays, allowed me to pretty much, you know, just be Amari Hardy for the most part. He said he's going to put guys around me that help it be a lot easier for me. He said his system is a good offensive system. You know, I heard good things about him. And for the most part, I was already here. So I felt, you know, as if, you know, I wanted to be the guy that had to help turn UNLV basketball back around. So, you know, I really had that in going into making my decision. And I really enjoyed playing with some of the guys that was already playing with me. And I knew I wouldn't have to pretty much go into a whole new system with a whole new group of people. So it really meant big for me.
Yeah. So you said have guys around you that can make you, you know, elevate your game. What do you need around you?
Definitely need shooters. You need playmakers. You need rebounders. You need hustle guys. You need good guys, good character guys. You know, for the most part, it's all positivity. You want all good things around you. I think, you know, we got that here, and Coach did a good job recruiting and getting those guys here.
So from a position standpoint, I mean, you're best when you have the ball in your hand, but you may not be the point guard all the time. It's something you dealt with a year ago. So how do you kind of move forward, come to grips with the fact that you're not going to have the ball in your hands 95% of the time running the point?
Well, I put it this way. If I went to the NBA, I probably wouldn't have the ball in my hand. So if I'm able to do it right now, then at the next level, I already prepared myself to be in that predicament. So I feel like if you could do both, it's another way for you to stay on the floor. If you can have the ball, you can play good without the ball. It gives you another reason to be on the floor. You know, I'm just not as dominant with the ball. I could be good without the ball, whether it's a down screen, whether it's cutting, whether it's, you know, getting somebody open. I feel like, or just catching and shooting the ball real well. So I feel like that's a part I've really been focusing on.
What was the offseason work like? Because, you know, you look like you're, you know, a little more shredded. Certainly Bryce Hamilton has made the jump from freshman to sophomore in terms of his body.
Yeah. Really been trying to focus on what I'm eating. Doing a lot of conditioning, a lot of cardio. Trying to get a lot more sleep in, you know, reduce injury and soreness for the most part. But just putting a lot more focus in on, you know, this year. You know, you want to have a different level of focus than you had the year before and the year before that. So you want to get a different result. So I feel like, you know, we all did that this year, and we're all looking forward to having a big season.